Egypt, Kenya, Nigeria, and South Africa are four of Africa's most successful economies built on natural resources. Yet each country is grappling with high rates of unemployment among people between the ages of 15 and 34, many of them university graduates. In an alleyway in Johannesburg city centre, 24-year-old Vusi Kudzwayo sells second-hand clothes. He has a college diploma in business administration, but cannot find a formal job.
Once you come out the university system, there are no jobs waiting for you currently because the private sector is not absorbing you. There's nowhere in the world where most jobs are in government. The private sector needs to be the one that redeploys capital to reinvest into job creation.
Kudzwayo says many African governments have policies that channel wealth to themselves. These old dinosaur men, as he puts it, want to control employment and money instead of freeing private companies to grow and create jobs. Kudzwayo says he knows exactly how young Kenyans feel about being asked to pay high taxes.
The only people that end up getting the short end of the stick are ordinary young black people who can work close to nothing in the name of they need a job, right? But we know that they can't afford to live, they can't afford to eat, they can't afford to clothe themselves with that so-called foot in the door.
The United Nations estimates that 35% of youth with higher education are unemployed in Egypt. The numbers similar in Nigeria and Kenya. In South Africa, almost half of all young people who should be working, 5 million, cannot find jobs. In Johannesburg, development economist Laura Fisher is studying rising youth frustration across Africa.
I have no doubt in my mind that we are in a crisis, especially when we consider that the unemployment rate is not only increasing in young people, but there's also a sense of disillusionment setting in because the employment decline implies economic recession and automation replacing jobs. And I think that for the youth, this is very disheartening. There's just this sort of apathy around really increasing your education and even your desire to look for employment.
In July 2021, in South Africa, what began as a protest against the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma morphed into rioting in several cities. The violent spree was soon taken over by 18 to 25-year-olds, venting their anger over unemployment and poverty, and perceived lack of concern from government leaders in their 60s and 70s. Cameroonian economist Leonard Mbulenziege says many African economies are badly structured.
What happens to a lot of these youths who can't gain access to formal employment is that they get absorbed into the informal economy. And in my home country, Cameroon, 90% of employed individuals find themselves in the informal sector. So these are low-paying jobs, little security, very minimal social protection in domains such as transport. In West and East Africa, being a motorcycle rider is quite popular. Small-scale retail. Telecommunications now, a lot of people get into selling of mobile phones or selling mobile credits.
Anthony Mveyange, the director of the Partnership for African Social and Governance Research, says economies aren't industrializing fast enough, so job opportunities are limited.
African economies are largely agricultural. We tend to argue agriculture is the backbone of our economies. They're not diversified. Most of the sectors that you wish to see generating decent jobs are not optimal in the way that one would see the other regions in the world. Service sector is coming up now, but not to the level where we want it to be, manufacturing sector. For those reasons, we don't see so much jobs in terms of what can absorb the youth bulge.
Fisher says the deadly violence in Kenya is a good example of what can happen if a country's young people feel ignored and mistreated. What's scary, she says, is that the conditions that inspired the unrest in Kenya and South Africa are mirrored across the continent. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.